This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Respondent versus Brian S. Hensley, Appellant, decided June 24th, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District, State of Missouri, number ED112516, Respondent, Appeal from the Circuit Court of Franklin County versus Cause number 19AB, CR 0109701, Brian S. Hensley, Honorable Craig E. Hellman, Appellant. Filed June 24, 2025. Introduction. Brian Hensley, appeals his sentence following convictions for involuntary manslaughter and armed criminal action. Hensley argues the circuit court plainly erred because it improperly obtained extrajudicial information from jurors and because he had no opportunity to cross-examine the jurors regarding their out-of-court conversations with the circuit court prior to his sentencing. Hensley acknowledges that he did not preserve this issue, but instead requests we exercise our discretion and review his claim for plain error, finding neither evident, obvious, and clear error nor manifest injustice or miscarriage of justice. We decline to conduct plain error review and affirm the judgment of the circuit court. Background. On the night of April 15, 2019, Hensley's neighbor KC came over to his house. When KC attempted to enter, she found RM, victim, lying in the doorway. When KC stated victim 2 was hurt, Hensley insisted victim was faking and couldn't be hurt because there were blanks in the gun. Hensley announced victim would quit faking if they ordered pizza. KC went inside where Hensley was sitting with a handgun next to him, and they ordered a pizza. After the pizza was delivered, KC told Hensley she needed to go back to her house to see if her fiancé wanted food. KC went home and called 911. Police responded shortly after and confirmed victim was deceased with a bullet wound to her left eye. Hensley was arrested and charged with second-degree murder and armed criminal action. A jury found Hensley guilty of the lesser included involuntary manslaughter and armed criminal action on December 12, 2023, and recommended sentences of 10 years and 100 years for each count, respectively. After dismissing the jurors and instructing counsel to remain in the courtroom, the judge met with the jurors in their assembly room to personally thank them for their service. Hensley did not object to this meeting. Sentencing was held on March 7, 2024. During which the court remarked to Hensley that the jury made it quite clear to him that they felt like the voice of the community and wanted to be heard. Hensley did not object to the court's actions or statement. The court then imposed the sentence recommended by the jury. This appeal follows. Standard of review. We only review unpreserved claims of error under Rule 30.20(1), which grants us discretion to review plain errors affecting substantial rights if we find the alleged errors resulted in manifest injustice or miscarriage of justice. State versus Brandeles, 601 SW 3D 511-525-26, Mobank, 2020. We will not review a claim for plain error unless the claimed error facially establishes substantial grounds for believing that manifest injustice or miscarriage of justice has resulted. IDRs at 526, 1, all rule references are to the Missouri Supreme Court rules, 2023. 3. Internal quotation omitted. Plain error review is a two-step analysis. State v. Hill, 697 SW 3D 885-888, MOAPID ED 2024. First, we evaluate whether there was evident, obvious, and clear error that affected substantial rights, ID. If so, we then decide whether that error resulted in a manifest injustice or miscarriage of justice, ID. Manifest injustice must be established in connection to the particular facts and circumstances of the case. State v. Jones, 686 SW 3D 293-301, Monad App ED 2024, citing State v. Baxter, 204 SW 3D 650-652, Mobank 2006. There is no presumption of prejudice in a plain error review, and the defendant bears the burden of showing prejudice resulting in manifest injustice. State v. Vitale, 688 SW 3D 740-746-47, Mo.app, ED 2024. We review the entire record to determine the presence of prejudice. ED at 747. Discussion. Hensley asserts the circuit court plainly erred by sentencing him based on extrajudicial information obtained while conversing with jurors outside of the presence of counsel. Hensley further argues the court violated his rights to due process a fair trial, and the right to confront witnesses, which resulted in manifest injustice, as the judge failed to consider all circumstances of the offense and his history and character in determining his sentence. We disagree. The general rule is that no calm